This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers want to spend millions of dollars to attract manufacturers of advanced technology. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A bipartisan proposal would offer up to $15 million in state tax credits per year to bring semiconductor makers and other advanced manufacturers to the state.
We're going to see industry definitely grow in places like Grand Junction, Fort Collins, Boulder, Colorado Springs, even on the edge of Denver.
That's Republican Representative Matt Soper, who says the money will help Colorado catch up as states race to attract tech investments and federal dollars from the CHIPS Act, which is intended to make the nation less reliant on high-tech components manufactured overseas. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Regional Transportation District has dropped a proposed ban on riding buses and trains indefinitely. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Advocates said the proposed ban targeted people experiencing homelessness. RTD had denied that, but now has dropped the proposed ban. RTD spokesman Stuart Summers.
If you have paid your fare, you are welcome to use the system. When the train gets to the end of the line, all customers have to exit, but you can immediately get right back on.
RTD still wants to make a number of changes to its passenger code of conduct, aimed at improving safety and security on its system. The RTD board will vote on those in June. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado has snow today and an early spring chill and high fire danger in some spots. Those critical fire conditions are in Pueblo and the Southeast Plains, with warm temperatures and low humidity. Much of the rest of the state has snow today, maybe tomorrow, and sunny and warmer weather later in the week. Denver and Colorado Springs have highs today only in the 30s. It should be up into the 40s tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.